It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Wednesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio on a Wednesday, July 13 of 2022. Thank you so much for being here. Hope you're having a great day. Like usual, a very ambitious agenda laid out for the program today. Details forthcoming. However you are tuned in, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. And like the Facebook page, type in 1650TheFan, and you'll see it pop up. Hammer that like button, and you'll be all set and ready to go there on the Zuckerberg machine. Make sure that you bookmark the website. It's not only where you get the podcast of this show, but also where you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content. So, like I mentioned, bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. If you want to join the show, questions, comments to add to the conversation, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show. Email address is Cole at 1650thefan.com. Questions, comments, maybe there's something or someone you'd like to hear on a future show, by all means, fire away. And just try to keep the profanities to a minimum, as emails can and will be read on the show. Like usual, we will lead it off here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores. It was a busy night last night with regard to postseason high school baseball and softball, and we will get you those results shortly. No, though, as I keep reminding you, those are on the website early in the morning. So that's why I always tell you to bookmark it and check out the website and follow us on social media. All that stuff gets pushed out there. But if you always like waiting until I tell you at 5, I can't blame you. So do whatever is best for you. But know that you can find a lot of our content in multiple spaces. After area sports news and scores today, of course, we'll take the first time out. Get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. After we're done there, we'll come back, and we're going to talk a lot of Big 12, a lot of Iowa State today on the show. Iowa State men's basketball assistant coach Kyle Green will join us in the second segment of today's show. Talk about Coach Green being out in Vegas for the NBA Summer League. Of course, KG's son, AJ, out there playing for the Bucks, but also you've got George Condit, Mariel Shayok, and Deontay Burton, all playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves Summer League team. Lyndall Wigginton playing with AJ Green on the Bucks. And then, unfortunately, Isaiah Brockington, who was signed to an Exhibit 10 contract with the New Orleans Pelicans and was slated to be on their summer league roster, tore his ACL in a workout not long after signing that deal last month. So unfortunate news there about Isaiah Brockington. But Coach Green joins us to talk about being out in Vegas for summer league and also summer workouts for what is another brand-new-looking Iowa State men's basketball team with a number of new faces on it, really four transfers. I think it's safe to say five. Trey King, who sat out last season, count him among the new guys. Most guys get a waiver. I can't even remember why Trey King didn't get a waiver to play right away last year, but a lot of new blood in that lineup for the Iowa State Cyclones this season. And they returned some key guys like Gabe Kalscher and Robert Jones and Jazz Kuntz. So Coach Green gives us the lowdown on how things are looking in summer workouts and the new guys that they have on the roster, which I think as good as Iowa State was last year defensively, that they're going to be even better this year. Because with due respect to George Condit, what they've added in Hasten Ward from VCU and Osuni, I know I got it right when I talked to Coach Green earlier today. He was proud of how well I did with the pronunciation, but Asun Oshuni from St. Bonaventure, both of those guys with incredible shot blocking numbers, really athletic. They can finish with finesse around the rim, some touch to their games, whereas Robert Jones is kind of more of your blue-collar, hard-hat guy, not necessarily always done with the most amount of grace in terms of how he goes about his business. So that I think Iowa State should not only be one of, if not the best defensive team in the Big 12 again this season, but I think they should be a top 10 defense in the country, if not top five. And they've added some skill too. It's not just going to be necessarily like it was a lot last year where they were winning rock fights and losing some rock fights in the 60s to 50s, 50 to 40s scoring range. But as always, great to catch up with Kyle Green. He joins us in the next segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that break, and Big 12 football media days began today at Jerry World in Arlington, Texas. And I would say that's crazy, but this show, we make no apologies about being the first show in all of sports talk radio to talk college football in the middle of the summer. So no surprise here, but I will say this, it's crazy how close it is actually getting. And it'll be here before we know it, because as much as I hate to be the guy that talks away everybody's summer, it's July 13, and a month from now, everybody's going to be in football mode. And bring in our intern, David Warrington, here. David, this is something that I think you're well aware of, is that here in Iowa with no NFL team, and this time of year, a lot of us focused in, rightfully so, on what's going on with the high school baseball and softball postseasons. But those tournaments are going to be done in 2 weeks, and then it's going to be late July. There's, well, you know, what's left? Like, everybody celebrated July 4th. You know, a lot of the, most of the county fairs are over. Really, all that's left is the state fair. And then it's college football mode.
Absolutely.
I am so much looking forward to this. And among the things that we need to talk about today, we will hear audio in that third segment from Big 12, the new Big 12 conference commissioner, Brett Yormark. I thought some good stuff from him. I want to play all of his opening remarks today, so I shouldn't go on for too long in this opening segment, so I can make sure that we get to that. But I got a handful of things, David, that I wanted to talk to you about. And the first thing being that tomorrow is the first round of the British Open. And, of course, Tiger Woods playing in the Open, as they like to call it, the Open. Apparently, it's like not woke if you're not calling it the British Open. But nonetheless, for someone as young as yourself, what does the name and the legacy of Tiger Woods mean to you? Like, what's your encounter as a sports-watching sports person? Like, you enjoy sports content of all the major sports. Like, what is Tiger Woods, like, how does that hit you, Tiger Woods?
I mean, just as a non-golf fan and just a fan of, you know, other sports, he's, like, the main golf name I know. Like, if you asked me to name a golfer, it'd be Tiger Woods. That's the first thing that comes to my head. You know, just a total legend.
And do you remember, like, watching more of Rory McIlroy or any of these other guys? Have you maybe, what little you've watched golf, you're like, yeah, I know Tiger's the legend, but, like, in my era, I feel like this has been the guy.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Rory's of, guys in my era, as you say, Rory's probably the guy that comes to mind.
Yeah, Brooks Koepka, mm-hmm. another one with, you know, maybe not as many like tournament wins, but major wins. So I was curious about that. But your awareness of Tiger, I suppose, is that at least somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe an awareness of like a Michael Jordan who was before your time, but albeit a legend?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay, okay. That's good to know. That gives me some hope here. We tweeted this out earlier. Gonzaga, Michigan State are going to play a basketball game on an aircraft carrier. It's been 10 years since that happened. And me and David were talking about it. It's like, I know the aircraft carrier is huge, but like that sucker's got to be moving a little bit. And does this game just get postponed if the wind picks up?
Right. I mean, you can't play basketball in 25-mile-per-hour winds.
Oh, man. It looked really cool last time. I remember that game. North Carolina and Michigan State, and you had mentioned that Draymond was in that game.
Yeah.
How could I ever have forgot that? But, I want it to go well, but part of me is just like, I want him to show up, and then it's like, what are we doing? We can't play this game. It's 15-mile-per-hour sustained winds. So, I don't know. I mean, I think at one point, like, maybe that's why there's been 10 years in between. But, I mean, if the forecast isn't good, you can't play a basketball game, which is the craziest thing ever to consider. I can report this today, able to confirm that UNI football's season opener at Air Force, their one FBS game, that is going to kick off at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, which is 10 a.m. Central, which means that I think at 9 a.m., 8 a.m. Central Time on that particular Saturday, I want to say September 3rd would be an acceptable time to crack your first beer. So 11 a.m., the Panthers will kick off at Air Force in their season opener. And then last thing I wanted to touch on, there was a report earlier this afternoon that the Kansas City Royals will be playing at the Toronto Blue Jays this weekend. And the Royals have 10 unvaccinated players on their roster. So essentially, over a third of their team will not be able to make the trip. Therefore, over a third of their AAA roster will play in this. And for one, I've been down this road before. There was... obviously, when things were different a year plus ago, the lines blurred between sports and politics and science. I'd prefer to stay away from it as much as I can anymore as things have gotten back to normal. But this is just nonsense. Like, Canada, you're just nonsense, honestly. And there's so many other things to point to about Canada just going the wrong direction. And what honestly deserves to happen is that Toronto makes the World Series against an NL team that has 10 unvaccinated players. That's what should happen, because baseball didn't address this the way they should have before the season began. And I can guarantee you that if Toronto made the World Series, David, playing an NL team, they would not allow, I would like to think they would not allow Toronto to play those games in Toronto. They would not allow a team with 10 unvaccinated players or five, or let's just say it's the Braves, okay? And Ronald Acuna is unvaccinated. You think Braves fans and ownership is going to stand for that? If you're the Braves owner, would you allow that to happen?
They would certainly put up a fight.
And let's say Toronto has home field advantage. So 4 of 7 games, and you don't get to have your best player? I mean, this is what Major League Baseball deserves to have happen to it. I don't think the Toronto Blue Jays are going to make the World Series. They're in the wild card hunt. Maybe they do. They do have a good team. But if you're Major League Baseball, I just would have gone to Toronto and said, no. Like, that's fine. We can't tell Canada what to do as a government. But if you want to play Major League Baseball, Toronto Blue Jays, guess what? You're doing what you did during the pandemic season. You're either going to play your games down at that site in Florida, at spring training, or the other site that you played at in Buffalo, New York. And I, you know, say what you will. Have the argument separate about who should, like, whether or not you should be vaccinated, okay? But we've got a business to run here. We've got a billion-dollar business to run that is Major League Baseball, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let your country's, quite frankly, overstepped medical policies, not founded in science, completely turn our game, potentially completely turn our game upside down. This could make an absolute fool of so many people that are too smart to be made fools of in Major League Baseball. And quite frankly, say what you will about, you know, a three-game series among 162, but this shouldn't happen either. It absolutely should not happen that 10 major leaguers cannot go play another team because of some, just like I said, it's the data's been coming out, folks, and I don't get it twisted. I'm not here saying that nobody shouldn't or nobody should have gotten the vaccine. What I'm saying is, it's, as I've said all along when I've talked about this, it's a personal choice. It's a personal choice. And the fact that this is hanging out there and could, as I mentioned, have incredible implications on the Major League Baseball postseason and potentially the World Series, it's out of control. It's out of control. So it's got to be fixed. And it should have been fixed before the season even began. But just crazy to read that report this afternoon. But have gone on for too long here. We need to get to area sports news and scores. David, go ahead, take it away.
A trio of area teams were looking to earn a berth into the state baseball tournament last night as Class 1A and 2A substate action took place. In 1A, Lisbon held off Don Bosco 16-14. The Dons nearly rallied after falling behind 15-3. In 2A, Dyersville-Beckman defeated Jessup 8-1, and Dyke New Hartford stormed back from a 7-0 first-inning deficit to beat Osage 11-10. The Wolverines' Will Texter drove in the walk-off winning run on an RBI single in the bottom of the seventh. The pairings have been released for the Class 1A and 2A state baseball tournaments next week in Carroll. In a Class 2A quarterfinal game involving an area school, Dyke New Hartford will take on Dyersville-Beckman Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 at Merchants Park. Beckman is seeded fourth, and the Wolverines are the fifth seed. The high school baseball tournament trail culminates tonight in Class 3A and 4A with substate final games. In an Area 3A matchup, Independence will play at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Both teams own 28-11 records. The winners of this evening's games will play in the 3A and 4A state baseball tournaments, which will be held in Iowa City beginning on Monday. The Northeast Iowa Conference has released its all-conference baseball team. Conference champion Waverly Shellrock was well represented. Four Gohawks were named to the first team. Pitcher Chance Key, infielder Carson Graven, outfielder Dylan Stockdale, and Abram Rage was named as a utility player. Two Waverly Shellrock players were named to the second team, infielder Corbin Dewey and outfielder Ethan Hennings. Last night in high school softball in a Class 3A regional final involving an area school, Davenport Assumption shut out Sumner Fredericksburg 9-0. The Cougars finished their season at 23-6. The Cedar Falls boys golf team...
Hold up there. I've got an update on this story. The Cedar Falls boys golf team finished up play today at the High School Golf National Invitational in Pinehurst, North Carolina. The Tigers just recently concluded a really impressive performance. They placed sixth overall in the country as a team. They shot a final round 301, finished the three-day tournament with a team 907. Georgia won the event with an 875. And individually, Cedar Falls' Max Choa finished tied for 13th. He finished with a 217, 11 shots off the leader.
Super impressive. Congrats to all the Tigers involved in that.
Yeah, it's incredible stuff.
The Iowa State men's basketball team has released its non-conference schedule for the 2022-23 season. The Cyclones will open their season November 7th, hosting IUPUI. They will compete at the Phil Knight Invitational in Portland, Oregon, November 24th through 27th. Matchups for this event will be announced at a later date. On December 4th, Iowa State will host St. John's in the Big 12 Big East Challenge. Iowa State's first road game will be December 8th, traveling to Carver Hawkeye Arena for the Cy-Hawk matchup with Iowa. And the final non-conference game will be January 28th, traveling to Missouri to compete in the SEC Big 12 Challenge. The Waterloo Bucks returned to Northwoods League action last night after a couple of days off. The Bucks dropped their third straight game as they lost at Wilmar 4-0. Waterloo is now 1-4 in the second half of the season. Waterloo will finish their series at Wilmar tonight. The Northwoods League has announced the participants for the Home Run Challenge, which will take place this Monday, the day before the Northwoods League All-Star Game in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. 9 participants from both the Great Plains and the Great Lakes Division have been chosen for the event. The Waterloo Bucks' Ryan Gardino will be a member of the Great Plains team. Gardino is currently tied for second in the Northwoods League with 8 home runs. And lastly, Kevin Walker has been named the new bowling coach at Wartburg. Walker was an assistant coach at Coe, where he was the co-creator of the bowling program for the Cohawks. Their men's squad earned the program's first postseason bid 2 years ago, and the women's team placed fourth at Club Nationals this season. Prior to Coe, Walker was the coach at Waterloo Columbus from 2019 to 2021 and was the JV coach and varsity assistant at Cedar Falls from 2014 to 2017.
Good stuff, David. We'll take this first time out. CBS Sports Flash VSiN Action Update and a forecast all coming your way on the other side. Iowa State men's basketball assistant coach Kyle Green joins us next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
A third manager in Major League Baseball has been let go today. This time it's Charlie Montoyo by the Blue Jays, with Toronto currently tied for the final wild card with the Seattle Mariners, who won their ninth straight today, beating the Nationals in Game 1 of a doubleheader by a score of 6-4. Speaking of the Blue Jays, they'll be hosting the Royals, who were 5-2 winners today over Detroit, but Kansas City will be without 10 players for the trip to Toronto because they are unvaccinated. Also this afternoon in the major leagues, Minnesota down Milwaukee by a score of 4-1. In the National League, the Mets come back after last night's loss to take the series from the Braves with a 7-3 victory this afternoon. Francisco Lindor, his 16th home run in the victory. Matt Olson, his 15th, one of three solo home runs for the Braves today. Austin Riley hitting his 25th. Ketel Marte with his 7th. Arizona leads San Francisco by a score of 3-0 in the top half of the 6th. First day of NHL free agency, Claude Giroux leaves the Florida Panthers for a 3-year deal with the Ottawa Senators. Darcy Kemper is now a member of the Washington Capitals, leaving Colorado for a 5-year deal. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, it's DA. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
Coverage of Cubs baseball begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan.
Summer is here, and so are the savings at Tommy's Car Wash in Waterloo. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first month free. Tommy's Express Car Wash offers you an experience like no other. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus, unlimited washes, skip the line, free mat washes, and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
Do your kids like some competition with their fun time? We have it for them at Chula Vista Resort. Dual zipline racing, a brand new addition to our aerial adventure park. Soaring like an eagle, racing on a 10-story high zipline. Check out all the new fun at ChulaVistaResort.com.
U.S. News ranks Chula Vista's indoor water park among the top 30 in the entire United States. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
What are people saying about Western Home Communities?
We've always had a really good communication with everybody at the Western Home. We've never had a problem being concerned about her care at all.
Everybody worries right up front, are you doing the right thing? Are they going to be taken care of the way that you want them to be taken care of? Throughout this whole COVID mess, we've always been kept up to date whether somebody tests positive, what steps are being done. If something is changed in her medication or her daily routine, we're always notified.
Contact Western Home Communities today at 277-2141.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
An early look at next season's NBA MVP odds. Luka Doncic and Joel Embiid, co-favorites at plus 500. Giannis Antetokounmpo at plus 700, followed by Nikola Jokic and Kevin Durant, each at plus 1,000. Only 3.5 weeks until the first NFL preseason game on August 4th. The Jaguars and Raiders in Canton, Ohio. Part of Hall of Fame weekend, the Raiders opening as a 1.5-point favorite. The Cubs hosting the Orioles tonight. Baltimore coming in on an 8-game winning streak. Chicago minus 120 money line. Orioles plus 100. 9. The total, White Sox and Guardians playing a doubleheader in Cleveland. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast.
lows level off around 63. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 83. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 69. Partly cloudy skies. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 84.
We're going to skate to one song only.
You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan in the Cedar Valley at 102.3 FM and across Eastern Iowa at 1650 AM.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan, and pleased to be joined by a special guest today. We've been talking a lot of football on the show, but college basketball summer workouts going on across college basketball, and we're joined now by Iowa State assistant basketball coach Kyle Green. Coach Green, how you doing today?
I'm good, Cole. Good, Cole. Appreciate you having me on.
It's always great to be talking to you, and I understand you're out in Las Vegas, and we know that your son, A.J. Green's out there playing for the Bucks, and Isaiah Brockington, who was outstanding for you guys last year in Ames with the Pelicans. It's always a great time in Vegas, but when you add in a little hoop, it's even better, I imagine.
It is, yeah. How about that? 110 degrees in basketball, they go well together. You know, I'm used to minus 10 degrees in basketball. I kind of prefer this. Heat and hoops. It's great. No, I'm having a blast. And you know, we got George Condit out here playing with the Timberwolves. Isaiah Brown, who I coached at UNI, is out here with the Mavericks.
Right.
Obviously, Keegan Murray, an Iowa guy, is out here playing. And watched him play growing up. And unfortunately, Isaiah Brockington tore his ACL in a workout.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so he's not able to play, but in the process of rehabbing that and getting healthy and doing great, doing really well, and
good.
Rehab's going well, and he'll be back playing here before we know it. But it's kind of a fun time here with a lot of optimism.
Yeah, I'd like to get out there sometime. It looks like the crowds have just gotten better year after year at the Summer League. Was watching AJ's debut last Friday night on NBA TV. Were you out in Vegas in time for AJ's debut, or did you watch it on television?
I watched it on TV. Yeah, my wife and I kind of split the duty. She came out for the first couple games. I flew out yesterday. I was back with workouts and summer recruiting for Iowa State. It worked out best to get here for today. They play today. They play tomorrow. And then on the weekend, they have a tournament game. So this will be my first opportunity. And I have never been to Summer League, so this will be my first opportunity to watch games and feel the environment and get a chance to watch him out there. It will be kind of surreal.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was it like watching – albeit on TV, but watching AJ's NBA debut last Friday, especially because he ended up shooting it so well, scored, what was it, 16 points. Were you, like, exclusively in dad mode, or did you still find yourself, doing some coach mode things while you were watching?
Yeah, that was straight dad mode there. I was cheering, jumping up and down. It was a lot of fun to see his dreams come to fruition a little bit, and
yeah.
On that first shot he took, I'm just hoping it hits the rim, and it went in. So it was a dad mode of excitement, relief, and pride. It was really cool.
Iowa State men's basketball assistant coach Kyle Green, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company. It seems like a good fit with the Bucks for AJ. Given the fact his agent has some history with the franchise, and then just how you see the Bucks' ability to develop perimeter players who have similar skill sets to AJ. What would you say about the fit and learning that the Bucks were perhaps the most interested team when push came to shove for AJ to sign a deal?
Yeah, that was his agent did a great job kind of figuring out through communication with teams what the best fits would be and knowing the organizations and knowing how they what they value in players and. With what AJ does, there were certainly some teams that had no interest. It didn't fit how they played, but there were a handful that did, and the Bucks were certainly one of them. And to get a chance to be a part of a championship organization with a history of developing players and valuing some of the things AJ does, so he can learn and kind of break into his professional career is very fortunate. And he was it's hard for him to turn down, which is why he decided to stay in the draft.
I tell you what, KG. As a lifelong Chicago Bulls fan, I had a moment the other day where I was setting my DVR to record Milwaukee Bucks games, and yeah. I felt like such a traitor, KG.
Yeah. Well, I grew up a Timberwolves fan. You know, I was in college when they broke into the league and went to their first inaugural game, so I had a little bit of that. But that blood trumped in a hurry. Didn't take long to get over that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think we're speaking for a lot of listeners out there right now. You mentioned summer workouts going on, summer recruiting going on, and you know, you guys got four new transfers. You've got Eli King eligible this year. You got a couple new freshmen. Typically, that would be a big deal, working in that many new guys, but this is the reality of college basketball these days. And, of course, yourself, TJ, the rest of the staff, really, rightfully so, earned a lot of respect and adulation last year for how you were able to build a team that had so many newcomers on it. So what can you tell us facing these similar circumstances again this year with Iowa State men's basketball, Coach Green, about, you know, what are the keys to getting a team with so many new faces ready to compete, you know, at close to their potential?
Right. Yeah, no, it was, we were fortunate to have gone through it last year and kind of following that blueprint. Really, it's about getting them acclimated to Iowa State and how we do things and the culture within our program and our expectations, and then them as a group kind of getting together and hanging out and gelling. And we do that through a variety of things. On the court, obviously, we try to get after it 4 days a week for 45 minutes to an hour. And then they spend a lot of time off the floor together. And they're, you know, they're taking class in the summer, but there's also a lot of downtime where they can just hang out with one another, get to know each other, hanging out in the pool, outside, playing games. Then obviously on the court playing. That's an important time. It's 8 weeks in the summer to get them feeling like they're a team, mm-hmm. because there are so many moving parts from different places. And last year that really came together quickly, and I feel like it's the same way now. We've only been together for 4 weeks. This should be week five. But I feel like they feel like they've played together for some time. And the more time we can spend on the floor together, the more shared adversity we can have as a group, the better we're going to be going forward when we get to the fall. It'll be a seamless transition to the start of practice. So staying healthy and getting together as a unit is the key in the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, another new face is assistant coach Eric Crawford. What's it like coaching with Croft again?
Great, man. I was excited to have him back. And he and TJ go back from their days at Iowa State together when Crawford was the GA under Coach McDermott. Mm-hmm. TJ was an assistant. And so to have Eric, who I obviously coached and you know, alongside as a player, alongside as a coach and a friend, exciting, and get his family in that area is kind of cool to see his kids grow up again. Be around that. It's fun, man. It's a blast.
Iowa State men's basketball assistant coach Kyle Green, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, I want to dive in on the four transfers because you look at what these guys have on their resume. It's obvious that they're in line to contribute in big ways this season, much like Isaiah Brockington and others did last year as newcomers for you guys. Let's start with the two guards, Jeremiah Williams from Temple, Jaron Holmes from St. Bonaventure. I think what sticks out to me about these two is they seem to have a variety of skills, that they're not just, you know, not just a shooter or not just a ball handler. What would you say about what Jeremiah and Jaron can potentially bring to the Cyclone backcourt?
Yeah, we're really excited about both. Jaron in particular, with his experience, and this is his fifth year, and he's played in a winning college program at St. Bonaventure, mm-hmm. Played in a winning high school program from Romulus High School in Detroit. His expectation is success. His work ethic is really high. He's got a great leadership ability, which is important when, as we talked about earlier, you're bringing so many new faces together. To have somebody that has the ability to have a voice and be a leader, be a communicator, he's kind of morphed into that role the first 4-5 weeks here of the summer. And obviously he's a good basketball player, just all around, as you said, Cole. Yeah. He's an astute basketball player who can score, he can defend, he's physical, he's really nice. Nice addition to our team. And then Jeremiah, coming off an injury, he had shoulder surgery at the in the spring. He's back on the court doing everything that's not contact.
Okay.
His ability to defend, his IQ, his ability, a long, quick first step to get in the paint, create offense for himself and others. We have high expectations for both, and excited about the depth we've added in that backcourt.
And let's talk about the two transfer forwards, Hasan Ward from VCU. I'm probably going to butcher this. Osun Oshuni from St. Bonaventure.
Wow.
Was I close?
That was impressive, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I just call him Shun or Big O. Big O. Avoid that.
I like that one. I'm going to ask John Walters for permission to call him Big O when we talk on a weekly basis this year. But both of those guys, outstanding shot blockers, great rim protectors, and you guys obviously became known for your defense last season. I imagine you, as a guy who's worked with front court players a lot in your coaching career, that you're excited to have your hands on these two. They look like guys that can change the game defensively, and great athletic bodies that probably can find ways to score with their energy.
They are. They're exactly right. With how we want to defend and pressure the ball, get into the ball, the physicality with which we want to play on the perimeter to speed teams up and be disruptive, they give us a presence at the rim that we didn't have last year. And then Rob is back, Rob Jones in there, who's very physical. And these guys are, I'm not going to call them finesse, but they are more shot blockers. They'll be good in rotation. They're good in ball screen defense, maybe allow us to do some switching. The versatility with which they bring is great. And then on the glass, they've got to be great rebounding the ball, and they both have that ability. So we're very fortunate. There's the amount of time and effort that the staff put into, kind of putting these pieces of the puzzle together, not just adding talent, but adding talent that made sense and fit together. You never know if it's going to pay off, and we really feel to this point that it has.
Also wanted to ask you about Trey King. He sure looks like he could do a lot of things on a basketball court. And, of course, he had the sit-out season last year, but just a really big physical presence at 6'7". What will Cyclone fans see from Trey King?
TK is a high-motor, rebounding, energy kind of guy that will play with, offensively with great pace. He's got some versatility to play at the four. If we needed to go small and wanted to go small, he could play at the five, which is what he did at Eastern Kentucky and was going to do at Georgetown. So he gives us a lot of depth that way and some versatility on the front court and again, versatility defensively. But more than anything, the energy and effort with which he plays, that's going to be, it is contagious to our guys in practice. It needs to be contagious as we go forward in the fall. He's having him as a guy that can be within what we do for the first, 8, 9, 10 games, but not be able to play. And then as we get into conference play, add that piece to the team and add that weapon. It's going to be, I think, helpful going forward.
Coach Green, I really appreciate your time. You getting to catch up with everybody out there, with Isaiah and AJ and George and all those guys?
Yes. Did last night, caught up with a few of the guys, had dinner with Coach Jake's out here to support AJ and Isaiah. So that was great, and Steph as well. And so caught up with them when I got to town and really just trying to take it in today, enjoy the first game with AJ out there playing. It was a good fortune of my dad came with too. He's 82 years old, so
awesome.
He hadn't been to Vegas in years, so he's looking around like, did I fall on another planet? It's been kind of fun to see his eyes open as well. It's great. So I appreciate having us on, Cole.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell Jake I said hello, and I'll talk to him tomorrow. He's got a Valley coach's call that I'm sure he's jacked up for.
You know it. Of course he is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Thanks, Cole.
KG, thanks so much. Take care.
Appreciate you. Thanks.
Iowa State men's basketball assistant coach Kyle Green, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. On the other side, Big 12 football media days began today down at Jerry World in Arlington, Texas. And new conference commissioner Brett Yormark had some remarks, some interesting ones to say the least. We'll bring you those coming up next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. New Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark says all options are being considered in the wake of the latest round of conference realignment. Yormark was named as the successor to Bob Bowlsby just days before USC and UCLA announced they were leaving the Pac-12 to join the Big Ten.
I think it's fair to say I've received a lot of phone calls, a lot of interest. People understand the direction of the Big 12, and we're exploring those levels of interest. Nothing is imminent, but we're working hard to make sure that we position the Big 12 in the best possible way on a go-forward basis.
Spots in the state baseball tournament on the line tonight with sub-state finals in 4A and 3A. Top-ranked Johnston in Class 4A plays number 5 Ankeny Centennial. It's second-ranked Iowa City High against Bettendorf. In 3A, number 1 Lewis Central takes on Glenwood. Second-ranked Davenport Assumption plays number 8 Marion. This is Radio Iowa.
Did you know there's a program in Iowa that provides advocacy for you or your loved ones? It's called the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. Say it with me, Ombudsman. The Ombudsman Program advocates for residents' rights in Iowa's long-term care facilities like nursing homes and assisted living. They can help to resolve issues, maintain your loved one's dignity and respect, and work to improve the quality of life for all individuals in long-term care. For more information, visit iowaaging.gov. Brought to you by the Iowa Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Add protection to your home with 11% off all siding at Menards. Get the warmth and beauty of wood with added durability with LP SmartSide engineered wood siding. It's pre-finished with Sherwin-Williams coatings, so there's no need to paint or stain. Right now, save 11% on all LP SmartSide pre-finished siding at Menards. Good through July 17th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The decision to buy local doesn't have to come at a cost at Direct Appliance in Cedar Falls. At Direct Appliance, you'll find the best deals on top-rated appliances made by companies like GE. GE appliances and profile lines are built in the USA and offer a wide range of features for any budget. At Direct Appliance, you get unparalleled hometown service. Click on directappliancesandtv.com or stop in at 5424 University Avenue in Cedar Falls. Choose local. Choose service. Choose GE and Direct Appliance.
I can't believe she's making me move again. This better be the last time.
Caught in a move? Blue Line Moving and Storage has your back.
Honey, make sure you pack Grandma's china right.
Feeling overwhelmed? Let Blue Line Moving take over. Full service, local, and long distance moving.
If I have to pack one more box, I'm gonna...
Oh, and honey, pack the toilet paper last. It'll be the first thing we need.
Yes, honey. Well, if I could only find the remote.
Request a free estimate at BlueLineMoving.com. Don't break your back. Let Blue Line Moving and Storage do the work.
They say practice makes perfect. But once you've got it down, that's only the beginning. There's a whole world out there waiting to see what you can do. So this is for the creators, the performers, and the innovators who love to inspire, be inspired, and do what they love to do. So, whenever you're ready to put yourself out there, we've got your back. Because whoever you aspire to be, First Bank will be the first to serve you. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Welcome back. A Wednesday edition of the show continues, and as you heard Todd Kim touch on there during the commercial break, Big 12 Football Media Day is taking place today down in Arlington, Texas, and soon to be, not quite officially official yet, but soon to be the new Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark made a number of comments, as you might imagine, during press availability earlier today. And I thought among all the different questions he responded to that really the best way to really introduce you to him is share with you the 4 minutes of opening remarks he made. Some good stuff in here. A lot of times it's usually just a word salad or a big nothing burger. I thought this was pretty solid stuff. New Big 12 Conference Commissioner Brett Yormark. As you might imagine, touching a lot on the ever-changing landscape of college athletics and college football, here is the new commissioner.
Why college athletics now? Early in my career, I put together a progression ladder. It started with working for the New Jersey Nets, and it ended with a vision to be in college athletics. My passion for the collegiate space was fueled even more so with my many years at Barclays Center, where in a very short period of time, we became a college basketball destination. What excites me most about joining the Big 12 is the transformative moment in front of all of us today. We have an opportunity to grow and build the Big 12 brand and business. Be aspirational. Define our point of difference. All while never losing our commitment to always compete and develop our student athletes at the highest levels. Moments like these do not happen often, and we must seize them and make the most of them. It will require incredible work and collaboration. One thing is for sure, there is no doubt the Big 12 is open for business. We will leave no stone unturned to drive value for the conference. Just as I pledged to the board, we will be bold and humble, aggressive and thoughtful, and innovative and creative. All in an effort to position the conference in a way that not only grows the Big 12 brand and business, but makes us a bit more contemporary. Although there will be challenges ahead, Bob has left me an incredible foundation to build upon. During August and September, I will conduct a listening tour and visit all 14 campuses. I will meet with stakeholders to gain a historical point of view and to ask, what does success look like? Following my first 60 to 90 days, I will report back to the board with my observations and how I see our path forward. I will work very closely with our member institutions to ensure we are prepared to seize opportunities that benefit our league. And if those happen within the first 60 days, we will move as fast as we need to. One thing is crystal clear. There is no higher priority than to best position the Big 12 for its upcoming multimedia rights negotiations. Everything we do must create momentum for these negotiations, as well as building the value of the Big 12 brand and business. I am learning the issues facing the NCAA and the conference in real time, such as name, image, and likeness, the transfer portal, student-athlete well-being, considerations of the NCAA Transformation Committee, and the CFP expansion. I look forward to learning the perspectives of our stakeholders on these issues and more during my visit to campus. I've been actively engaged in realignment and appreciate the incredible input I've received from everyone throughout the conference. Exploration and optionality is at the forefront of what we are focused on. Anything considered must be additive and not dilutive. Sometimes the best deals are the ones that don't get done. Although I have a lot to learn, I'm confident in my background and that it's well suited for this role, and I'm excited to go to work. I embrace the responsibility to be a steward of this great conference and to carry out the mission and vision of our member institutions. As much as we will aspire to do well, we must also aspire to do good and use our platform to drive positive change around us. I am thankful for this incredible opportunity, and I'm thrilled to be here. I want to wish all the football coaches and our student athletes a very successful season. I want to thank everyone for attending Big 12 Football Media Days. I look forward to working with you and getting to know each and every one of you. Thank you very much.
After those opening remarks, your mark was asked by Des Moines Register reporter Randy Peterson if the Big 12 is currently engaged with the four reported Pac-12 teams in regards to joining the conference.
As I said in my opening comments, we're exploring all options, and we're open for business. And optionality is good, and we're vetting through all of them. I think it's fair to say I've received a lot of phone calls, a lot of interest. People understand the direction of the Big 12, and we're exploring those levels of interest. Nothing is imminent, but we're working hard to make sure that we position the Big 12 in the best possible way on a go-forward basis.
Asked whether or not he could see the Big 12 becoming a, quote, super conference similar to the SEC and Big 10 in upcoming years, Yomark was indirect with his answer.
As you get to know me, I don't really pay much attention to anything else but us. And I think there's incredible upside with the Big 12. It's one of the reasons, again, I'm here today. We have a chance to build our brand, our business, nationalize our conference in a way that hasn't been done before. And I'm excited to go to work and start that process.
Yormark also elaborated on how his previous experiences could help guide the conference's programs with regard to name, image, and likeness.
Well, I can say at a high level, I'm an advocate of NIL. I've gotten my feet wet to some degree at Roc Nation, where we have been engaged with NIL. I, from a personal point of view, having not really spoken to many of our key stakeholders about it, I think there needs to be guardrails. There probably needs to be uniformity. And maybe the conference needs to take a bigger role in what NIL looks like going forward. But I think given my background, having spent so much time in the commercial space, I'm very well suited for NIL in whatever form it takes on a go-forward basis.
All right, let's take this final time out. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Baker Mayfield addressed the media for the very first time as a Panther on Tuesday and said about the trade to Carolina, quote, "It was surprising for everybody, but if I'm focused on the past, I'm not doing my job in being a Carolina Panther now." General Manager Scott Fitterer said it's an open competition at quarterback. Rob Gronkowski, he reaffirmed he is done with football, even if Tom Brady comes calling again. Speaking to ESPN's Mike Reese, the future Hall of Famer said he is looking forward to stepping into the business world. Bronx former team parted ways with the former first-round pick today. The Patriots are trading wide receiver N'Keal Harry to the Bears for a 2024 seventh-round selection. And according to Mike Garofolo, the Chiefs and Orlando Brown are not expected to come to terms on a long-term extension before Friday. Garofolo added Brown, who hasn't signed his franchise tag, is likely to hold out of training camp. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Looking for your next pre-owned vehicle? Shop Community Motors and Community 2, the Cedar Valley's pre-owned headquarters. Choose from over 400 quality pre-owned vehicles, many priced under 15 grand. Not looking to buy, but still want to sell? Even if you don't buy ours, we'll buy yours. All years, all makes, all models, we'll pay you top dollar. Great cars, great selection, and a better car buying experience. Visit Community Motors and Community 2 in Cedar Falls today and experience the right way to buy your next vehicle.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. It's no secret Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns relationship ended poorly. The former number one overall pick had an up-and-down career in Cleveland. At the end of the day, though, he left the Browns in better shape than he found them. Despite his success, the Browns decided they needed a so-called grown-up at quarterback. That led the team to trade for Deshaun Watson. We can go back and forth about that decision, but what's done is done. Mayfield, now a member of the Carolina Panthers. He gets a chance to rebuild his image, and that image will be on display from the get-go. Yesterday, he stated Carolina's week one matchup against his former team has been circled on his calendar. We expect quarterbacks to back up what they say, but confidence when you don't back it up isn't very appealing. But that's the case with Baker Mayfield. You get all of that. A lot of confidence, a lot of swagger, a chip on his shoulder, and maybe a chance to revitalize his career. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. And now, a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something that you actually want and something that you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cash back. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It gets harder to lose weight as we get older. And if you're trying to get fit this summer, get M-Drive Boost and Burn. Burn fat, boost energy, and it supports healthy testosterone. M-Drive Boost and Burn. Clinically tested ingredients support weight reduction, testosterone, and lean muscle. Try M-Drive's exclusive deal for my listeners. Get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn for just $5. Sign up at mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. First 2 weeks, $5. mdrivedan.com.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert on your home for Cubs baseball, 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday. Got to thank Iowa State men's basketball assistant coach Kyle Green for joining today's show real quick. David Warrington, CBSSports.com has Scott Frost of Nebraska and Herm Edwards of Arizona State as the two hottest hot seats entering the college football season. Would you bet more money on both being gone or both staying?
Let's go with both being gone.
All right. David says, Scott, Herm, polish up the resume. Your days are numbered. That's going to be something in Lincoln when this all goes down. All right. I'll be back tomorrow at 5, Cubs at 6:30.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.